Suvis Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Hamashlish Mos Labito. If a person designates like a third party to give money to his daughter, I would think that this would probably be like a trustee. V'yoy Meres Neman Baal Yolai. And she, I guess, would tell the trustee that you can give, that my husband-to-be is a trustworthy guy, so you can give the money to him. This is before Nisuin. The father gave money over that she should use the money to buy a field or use it as a dowry when she actually gets married. But she wants to now take the money and give it directly to her husband that she is mekudeshes to, but she hasn't done Nisuin yet to. Yaseh asholish mashahushlosh biyadu. This trustee should do what he was entrusted to. Meaning he shouldn't listen to her, rather, he should buy the land or give the dowry only once she gets married. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So this is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yosi omer v'chi eino elo sada v'yiroitza l'maychra. Is this not just a field? And if she would want to sell it, harehi mechura me'achshav. So even before she's married, she could sell it. In other words, if the trustee would go ahead and buy a property with this money, and the property is hers, she can technically take the property and sell it, and take that cash and give it to him anyway. So it's all semantics. The fact that you have to go ahead and only buy the property for her, and you can't give her the money. Why not just do what she wants with the money? Because she can really get it in her own pocket anyway. So just give it to her chassan the way she wants you to. Now the Rab points out that this machlokes is only from Erisin, because if she's already married fully and she had Nisuin and she's living with him, then the trustee would have to listen to her regardless, because the father's stipulation is only before she's married. B'medvar mamurim b'gdola, only when she's older. Aval k'tana ein masa k'tana klum. But by k'tana, her maisim don't do anything. And the Gemara points out that this last part of the Mishnah is going back on Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, we don't listen to her when she's a gedola before she's fully married. But once she's married, according to Rabbi Meir, once there's an nisuin done, like we've said, then we do listen to her. And now the Mishnah is telling us that which we listen to her when she's fully married, it's only while she's a gedola. But by a ketana, we don't listen to her, even in that case. And the Rav says, and it's based on the Gemara, like Taisanta points out, that the halacha here is like Rabbi Meir.